Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Let's go, 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 White Sox!
White Sox fans still sleepy this morning. Let's find out how Jason Benetti is doing. Good morning, Jason.
He's awake. He's ready to go. Let's do it.
You were in Cleveland doing the Bulls preseason game. So how did you keep up with the Sox last night?
So a friend of mine in college athletics just texted me and asked how hard it was to do the Bulls game while the White Sox were playing a playoff game. And I said it may or may not have been at points a 2-3 experience during breaks. I had the game day up on an iPad just in case things happened, but I was watching during the breaks. And then, I mean, it was amazing. It was so long of a game. I experienced the eighth and ninth inning in an Uber home from the airport. Like, I never expected, considering the game times, that I would actually be on the ground in Chicago when the game was ending. But, you know, if we were like 30 minutes earlier, I would have gone to the park for the end of the game.
You know, I long for the old days when the local baseball announcers would be part of the postseason play. And because of the TV contracts now with Major League Baseball, that never happens, does it?
No. But, you know, the weirdest part was, because Adam Amin works for Fox and I work for ESPN, Adam was doing the Sox game and I was doing the Bulls game, which is thoroughly confusing for everybody. But at least we were in good hands with some Chicago people on the telecast, which is great.
Right. Yeah, see, I hadn't even thought of it. You guys are good friends. You just say, hey, let's just switch tonight. You're doing this. But
yeah.
I guess you don't do your own schedules on that kind of stuff. Hey, Jason, the first two games, it seemed like the Sox production was kind of top of the order heavy. And last night seemed like they spread it out. How significant was that?
Oh, it was everything. I mean, it's so two things. Number one, the depth of the lineup has been a strength this year when everybody's been healthy, and we just haven't seen that in the playoffs, and I agree with you. Number two, you got to lift the ball in Major League Baseball nowadays. Like, the home run ball against a team like the Astros is so important, and we saw it. The Leury Garcia home run completely changed the momentum of this series. And the Astros are going to use power. They're going to hit home runs. And the Sox ability to match that, I thought, was the key coming into the series. And we finally saw it last night. And if it continues, this team will very much be able to come back and win the series.
You know, a 2-0 deficit can really damage a team's psyche. But just watching, and I mean, we're not in the dugout, but just kind of watching the reaction on the faces of the players, even when it was 5-1 last night, they never really seemed rattled or down. I can't imagine that surprised you, having watched this team all year.
No, and Dave, I don't think it surprised you either, or any, like, anybody who's watched the Sox this year knew that this team, above all others, would be able to come back from a deficit like this. I mean, there wasn't going to be a spirit issue with this team. Like, there was not going to be a psychological problem. There was not going to be any worry. There was none of that. Like, there's a locked-in amount of focus with this team, but also a level of freedom from fear that I think really helps in a 2-0 deficit. This is very much a fearless group of players. And so, to me, I thought if they just could get one big swing, and they got two of them with Grandal and Garcia, mm-hmm. If they could get a big swing or two, this team would be able to come back. And that's exactly what happened last night. It's going to be a really interesting game four, either today or whatever the weather tells us. But, you know, I'm hoping for today.
Yeah, I think we all are. In my mind, I mean, they've really shifted the pressure now to Houston. I mean, the Astros don't want to have to face a one-game winner-take-all deal, even in their own ballpark, on Wednesday. They want to end it, and the White Sox are like, hey, let's go out there and send this series back to Texas, right?
Yeah, think about this. If the Sox somehow can come up with an early lead today, like a 5-1, like the Astros had last night, but with the Sox bullpen, I think it's much safer. If the Sox can jump out early, there might creep into the minds of the Astros two things. Number one, uh-oh. And then number two, hey, let's go ahead and use some of our bullpen guys that we wouldn't use in a game five. Not saying that they would, you know, start the concession speech, but I do think at some point both managers, Dusty Baker especially, you know, you have to think about game five. And with his cushion, he goes in with a level of loose, I think, that is helpful for the Astros, that turns into a strength until later on in the game, if he feels like he's got to start bailing water, he's got to make decisions for Wednesday as well. So I think this series turned last night, and I also think there's another turning point coming maybe midway through game four that you'll see bullpen usage-wise. I mean, both teams are pretty stressed in the bullpen after last night for sure.
Hey, Jason, I've got an idea for you. Since you played first tuba in the high school band at Homewood Flossmoor, why don't you get a seat behind home plate this afternoon with the tuba? You'll get on TV all afternoon. You'll get some national recognition, just like the guy at Dodger Stadium, the Moon Man.
I think there's a chance, Bob, that my if there were rain, I don't want my tuba to rust, which is definitely a sentence I said at 5 to 9 this morning. So the concern is really, you know, metallic more than anything. I love the idea. I think it's tremendous. But you'd never want to rust your tuba in the first series of the postseason.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, yeah. Is this true? I hear that Len Casper said to you, why don't you come in the broadcast booth and call an inning during every postseason game? What a nice thing for him to offer.
It was a really wonderful gesture, and I appreciated it very much. And I said no because he and DJ are striking up a partnership, and it's their first season. I just think it's weird when somebody jumps in for an inning. I just think it breaks the rhythm of the whole thing. And I'm not comfortable doing that. Like, they're doing their own thing. We do our own thing. Like, it's not. Mm-hmm. It wasn't somewhere I wanted to be, just because continuity-wise. I mean, think about it. It's like, if you both are doing your show, right, and then, like, well, for 10 minutes, some other person's going to jump in. Like, I don't know. No, it feels weird to me.
I wouldn't mind if someone came in at, like, between 5 and about 8:50 in the morning. Sleep in. Where are you going to be watching the game today, Jason?
The ballpark.
All right.
I'm going today. I'm going as a fan. There were some thoughts of me maybe jumping in a little bit on the pre and post game show, but I'm not certain that because of weather that's going to be able to happen. So mm-hmm. I'm going as a fan. Nice. I'm going to grab myself a root beer float and a dog, and I'm going to go ahead and watch the game like a human being.
But that's no great. Tuba, no tuba.
Well, you don't know. That's not certain. There are some indoor models. No.
All right.
I'm thinking no, but it was a grand idea. And honestly, if the Sox advance further and they make it through this whole BS thing and the World Series happens, I think you and I might have to do a two-piece band with your instrument of choice.
Oh, that would be like I would bring a record to play. Since I have no discernible talent singing or anything or playing any musical instruments. Jason Benetti, always good to talk to you, my friend, and go Sox.
Thanks, Bob. Dave, have a good one.
Thanks, Jason. Good luck.